Check 1 2 1 2, bitch. People,
what up?
This is episode 277.
277
of the most consistent podcast in the year.
Give me a hell yeah!
Logical sense. This is your boy Busby,
and over here it's your boy JC. No, honey.
Yo, the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing alright, man.
Same here.
Maintaining.
Yes, as you should.
Weather's getting cold.
As it should.
I appreciate that.
Hoodie weather. Yuck.
Yep.
Yeah, same here. I've been chilling. How was your weekend?
Restful. Really, really restful.
Yeah, that's how I was too. I'm noticing that I have not been going to the movies as much lately because, you know, everything is just...
What kind of shit is that?
I thought, what kind of shit is that? Everything's streaming now. So, like, first movie I saw, I was on Peacock. It's fucking Halloween Ends. Can I get a yuck?
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, last time when I talked about Halloween, I went on a whole rant about how bad it was. Nah, this one takes the cake, my nigga. I don't even have energy for it. That's how bad it is.
Damn.
Like, Halloween, if you're a Michael Myers fan, you will hate this movie. Like,
well, damn.
Halloween fans compared this, they compared this Halloween trilogy to the sequel trilogy for Star Wars. So, if Halloween, the 2018 was The Force Awakens, Halloween Kills is The Last Jedi, this is The Rise of Skywalker. And that's what Halloween Ends is. It's The Rise of Skywalker of Halloween movies. Acting is trash. Just doo-doo. Plot is terrible. Just terrible.
Congratulations!
Yeah, it was bad. Glad I paid my Peacock subscription just to watch that for free, pretty much. I would have been hot if I used my new stub card credits for that shit. And the second movie I watched was Clerks 3.
How was that?
That was...
Without telling me the plot or anything, how was it?
It was very good. It made me cry, bro.
Wow.
I don't want to say cry. It made me tear up. And I never, ever teared up in a movie before. That was the first. Kevin Smith made me tear up in a movie. And I realized how much... I love the first Clerks. You know, that's like a, you know, court classic. But for me, personally, Clerks 2 has like a very special place in my heart.
Yeah, it does with everybody.
Yeah, Clerks 2.
Except for that one scene.
That scene really affected you, huh?
And you know what the funny thing was? It didn't affect me until 10 years after I watched it.
Until you thought about it?
Until you were like, you know, when you're a teenager, it's like, oh, that's some wild shit. You're a grown-ass man. You're like, wait a minute.
They didn't show it, though.
Still.
Just the thought of it. It's like, yeah. When it comes to that scene, they hint at it, but they don't show it.
It's the same thing as Jackass 2.
Which one? Which part?
You know which part.
No, you got to be very specific. They do a lot of what part.
It was very similar to this.
What are they doing, Jack? I'm trying to think what they did, because they did so much fuckery in Jackass. You gotta be very specific.
Who were the Wild Boys? It was Steve-O and... Damn, I'm forgetting
Bam?
His name. No, Bam wasn't a Wild Boy. Bam was Viva La Bam.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy with him.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
I want to say Rob, but I don't know if it was Rob.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, when they tricked the horse...
Into licking something?
No, when the horse was ready to mate, and they put the canister on to get the sperm out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you're a teenager, you're like, oh, my God, that's horrible. As a grown-ass man, you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, for Clerks 3, they hint at that, but they don't show it. But it's a really good... Kevin Smith really came with it on this one. If you're a fan of Kevin Smith's whole View Askew universe and the Clerks movies, and you have an attachment to the characters, it was really fucking good, man. I wish I watched it in the theaters, but he did a whole Phantom Event shit. Like, he was touring. Okay. But when it came out on digital, I was like, yeah, I gotta buy this shit. And I'm glad I bought that shit. It was really good.
Chris Pontius.
Who's he? Oh, Chris.
Steve-O and Chris.
Steve-O and Chris, yeah.
Jackass crew was always like, White Boy Wu-Tang.
White Boy Wu-Tang.
Not for real. There was 9 of them.
Yeah.
There was nine of them, and then they were all, you know, you had your popular six, and then the other guys were like, oh yeah, he's in it.
Oh yeah, he in that shit.
Oh yeah, Dave English is there.
Oh yeah, Jackass 4 came out this year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was...
I chose not to watch that on purpose.
It wasn't that bad. It's on...
No, it was... I'm sure it was funny. It had nothing to do with it being nasty.
Oh.
It was... of course, Ryan had passed away, and then, of course, Bam was struggling with substance abuse.
Oh, so he
got kicked off the set.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I didn't want to see them that way.
Yeah. But, yeah, I watched that.
Like I said, they're White Boy Wu-Tang. I don't want to see unless they're all nine of them.
Yeah, White Boy Wu-Tang. Yeah, that's a good way to say that. Them niggas are hilarious. But, yeah, Clerks 3, that was just, mwah. Just a round of applause for Kevin Smith. I didn't spoil much, but it's one of those you need to watch yourself.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
But we need to start somewhere, and since we're on the form of entertainment, let's get to it. Where's Cisco at?
Oh.
Where's he at? Anytime now.
Shut up! How the hell are you not playing? Wow. Okay. Well, you played then. Because since you don't want to play now.
Oh my god.
It sounds like it says it's. There you go.
There we go.
Oh, wow. Now you want to.
Doesn't matter. You could call it a part one of a part two. A two-parter. And yes, I do this like I do the same theme song for Ghost. I mute that shit and I turn this on and it flows right with the blood.
So like the intro and everything?
Yep.
Gun down, nigga. That was an episode.
Episode 9.
What's her name? Allison's a scandalous bitch, man. She's scandalous. Tried to tell everybody, like, oh no, the king's dead, and he told me that Aegon's gonna be the king.
Right.
No, he did. And then only
Allison.
Allison. And old boy got up and was like, no, it's Viserys. Like, she's the one that's supposed to be the king, no.
And they stuck a marble in his head.
Yeah, they told him to sit his ass down. Yeah. Like, they're from, what's it called? I say The Last Dance.
New Jack Swing.
No.
What's but that shit was like New Jack Swing.
Oh, yeah, New Jack Swing. No, from You Got Served, you sit your ass down. Yeah.
He banged his ass, sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
And all that blood came out. I was like, oh, goddamn. And then she was trying to be sneaky as fuck. Locked old girl in the fucking shit.
Yep.
Locked old girl, and they were trying to rush the fucking
locked
ceremony.
Locked all the handmaidens and everything.
They were all bowing to him, even though they all knew, like, you know, this is fucked up. And she's like, I don't care. She's the king. She's the queen. And then one person was just like, you know what? Nah, this ain't fucked up. So they got old girl out, the Targaryen out. And she was just like, you know what? I'm going to get something real quick. So they had everybody going to King's Landing. That's what it was, right? Mm-hmm. That was King's Landing, which just looks kind of wild when you see it's just like a regular compared to...
Right.
But everyone's in there. They're all doing the ceremony for old boy, her little bitch-ass son about to become king.
Aegon.
Huh?
Aegon.
And then all of a sudden, like... just doing the sound effects.
The dragon!
I can play it now. Fuck! No!
Yes, it's over.
No, it's not.
It's over.
I'm gonna play
No, don't do it. We're wasting time.
Okay.
Gotta get off that title.
Shut up. Anyway, yeah, the dragon showed up. And then at that point, I remember I got up from my couch and I'm like, oh, motherfucker. I was like, y'all scared, aren't you? Y'all scared, aren't you? Even Allison was just like, oh, shit. And I was like, Doc Claris, do it. And then she just roared and then flew off. I was like, ah, motherfucker. I was like, shit, if that was Dany, she would have did it. Daenerys?
Different context.
Still, she would have burned that.
They wouldn't have no show.
They're still in the same, I know, but still.
Yeah, no, you gotta have a show.
Yeah, she was like, oh, no, I'm going to tell. Ooh, I'm going to start a war right now. Cause that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a fucking war.
That's not the biggest point of that whole.
Oh, no.
You came out here and was like, unique! And I'm going to come out here this way and say, the
your feet! Your feet!
No,
the feet! The feet! Yeah, that was nasty. Yeah. She wanted information. He was like,
somehow, some way, in a series that involves incest, incest was pretty normal.
Yeah. That moment was just
the man who is a
crippled.
I think paraplegic is the better term.
Yeah.
His wee-wee wasn't paraplegic.
Yeah.
And he was getting off to that.
The feet. He said, yeah, I'll give you information. I'll give you information if you show your
but
feet.
But I want the feet.
But I want that feet. And she just showed her feet and she just looked away while he was just playing with himself, giving information. I'm like, man, y'all just be writing this shit, man. Like, man. Is that even in the book? Or y'all just put that there? You sick motherfuckers.
All right, it's time to give it up. It's time to give it up. Whose feet gonna do it to you?
No, I'm not into that shit. No, I am not into that shit. I'm not a feet person. I'm into titties and ass.
Like, yeah, I'm not a feet person either, but we have content to deliver. Whose feet you been looking at? Where you like, I'm going to give me that information.
Give me that information. I'm not Quentin Tarantino. I don't have a fit.
Quentin Tarantino was having a fit last night.
He's like, yes! He's going to probably cast him in his next movie.
No, he's mad. He didn't think of it first. Can you imagine the gimp getting off to the feet?
Oh, yeah. And Pulp Fiction and shit.
All right.
But, yeah, that episode, that was a great-ass episode. That was one of the best of the season. I guess it's
still... Which says a lot, because every single week we're like, yep, they doing it.
I didn't think I was going to watch this shit. But look at us, like some sheep, watching this shit.
Yeah. Well, again, the original two weren't involved in this, so...
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what sold me on the shit.
Yeah.
That's what sold me. When they weren't involved, I was like, okay.
Right.
But, yeah, man... House of the Dragons. This is good TV. Mm-hmm. And after this, we ain't getting this shit for another year to 2024.
Two years.
Yeah, by the time they come back, Euphoria comes back, other shit comes back. Mm-hmm. HBO
might even get an Insecure movie.
Maybe. Yeah. So, Big Rich Town Universe. Fucking right. Right. And I've been waiting, baby.
Episode 9 itself.
Antitrust, that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Rock just keeps getting herself in more shit, man.
No, she doesn't.
Well, this.
Rock was the MVP for me in this episode.
Who's the MVP?
I just said Rock was the MVP for me.
Oh, Rock was the MVP this episode. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, who was that dude that she killed off? What was his name?
Cartier,
yeah. I knew he was going to die because I was waiting. It was episode 9. Streets need a body. I was like, I felt someone's gonna die. It's either gonna be Famous or it's gonna be Cartier. And yeah, it was him.
Yep.
Because he tried to get him and what's his name, Lulu, against each other and shit like that. And then, man, he was on the elevator, got the call.
That shit went down like it was a Grand Theft Auto scene.
It really did. It felt like a Grand Theft Auto scene. He's coming up, got up there, and he was like, "Well, you don't like each other, family."
Yep.
Blah, blah, and then died. See, when you know the episode's over when you start hearing 50 talking.
Mm-hmm.
And when 50's talking, you know shit's about to go bad.
But did you catch the significance of Rock's aim?
What was the significance?
Remember what she told Kanan?
What did she tell him?
Two to the chest, one to the head.
Yeah, two to the chest, one to the head, yep.
Both her and Lulu's shots equal two to the chest, and then she put one in his head, and then Lulu shot wherever afterwards.
Yeah, she just looked at him like, okay. Oh, yeah, I actually watched the interview with her and heard her in a regular voice. Mm-hmm. I was like, God damn, she really does have a great voice.
Yeah. I knew Uncle Marvin wasn't gone.
Yeah.
But I know why they had to do it, you know? I get it.
Yeah. But as soon as that person got shot in the last episode, I was just like, is Uncle Marvin dead? I was like, no, he ain't dead yet. Not yet. He's going to survive this season.
Yeah.
But that crackhead, he going to be...
Sam.
Yeah.
Mr. Sam.
Mr. Sam's. You smoke crack, don't you? Yes, I do.
He said, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
And I'm not going to get on that bus.
Give me up this fucking bus.
Damn, Marvin, you might be in some shit. You trying to get me out of here.
Yeah. I don't know, like...
Man, don't never get no crackhead bands.
Yeah, like, fucking, you see him all looking all nice and shit, kind of. For his take, he's looking all nice. Walking with a big-ass coat and shit. And blankets.
I mean, for a crackhead, he got one of the cleanest lineups I've ever seen
for
in my life.
For real.
Like, This wouldn't have flown on the wire, but I'm gonna let it cook.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna let it go.
I'm wondering what's gonna do him in, because you know he's gonna die soon.
Yeah,
he might die next episode. He might show up in the next season.
That interaction with Marvin and Sam, did that ring a bell for you and anything else? Kanan and Kendrick's character.
Oh yeah. my nigga.
And then there was another parallel that I was bringing up. If you, because again, I like going back and watching Power, OG with this one.
I'm getting very close to
people. They're not following exactly line for line in terms of, okay, this is what was said in OG Power, so we gotta do it here.
Yeah.
But it's very clear the instances when Kanan told Tariq, you know, I started out, I was 11 years old, flipping for my uncles.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't 11.
Yeah. He was what?
He was 15 or so. But even then, it really wasn't for his uncles. He kind of was going in by himself. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until he was 16 when he came back that Marvin was putting him around.
I was watching like old Kanan clips from Power, and like the scene when he killed Jukebox and shit. Mm-hmm. And I saw the look on 50's face, like, why'd you make me do that shit? You talk too fucking much. And you saw the look of regret on his face. And now it brings different layers when you think about young Kanan, Raising Kanan. Because you know he didn't want to do it. I was like, damn, man. Or when he shot his son. That shit's just... ugh, man. 50 living out his fantasies with that shit. You hear what 50's been doing with his son and shit?
Yeah, I'm not getting into that. That's not nothing for me to get into.
I did not know his son was 26. I did not know his son was 26 years old. I'm like, damn, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kaylee's like 26. His son's like 20... like, yo, Haley's like 27, I think. His son's 26. And Eminem just turned 50. Happy birthday, Marshall Mathers. I thought you'd do a round of applause or whatever.
Yeah, it's his voice.
I know. Ha ha. Yeah, he turned 50. And when when Jay-Z turns, you know, around a big age, it's like a natural holiday all over hip-hop. But when Eminem turns 50, happy birthday, cracker. Like, no one says nothing. Like, all right.
Yeah. But back to the Raising Kanan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bert gonna go.
Who's Bert?
The detective.
Oh, dude.
She's either going to get fired and she's going to go rogue in season 3, or is she for real going to go?
She's about to die. And I don't know who's going to kill her. It's either going to be Rock or Kanan, or like you said, Jukebox maybe. Like you said you feel it might be Jukebox. It's going to be somebody, or maybe Uncle Marvin might kill her, or Lulu.
No, that's too hot around him right now. He was already sent out to go send Sam away.
Yeah, either or, man. Like, she got to go. The detective might kill her. Like, Omar Epps.
He might kill her.
Yeah, because he keeps seeing her barking up the wrong tree. And he wants to protect his son. Yeah, he gonna kill him. The more I keep thinking about it, he gonna kill her. And he's gonna try to cover his ass.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Famous is either just gonna get so caught up, or he's actually gonna be about that life, and it's gonna cause some hell down the road. We'll see. But the streets needed a body. He provided a body.
Yeah, he sure did. Didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah.
He gonna die soon.
Now, this was important because you sent this to me earlier with Haley Kilgore.
Yeah.
Who plays Jukebox. And long story short, I don't want to call it harassment. But she keeps getting asked on a daily basis at this point what it's like to be so beautiful in real life and play a character that's not, doesn't have sex appeal in the show.
What?
And to me,
what kind of shit is that?
Anybody that's focused on what she looks like and not focused on her acting chops, they're doing her a complete disservice. It's disrespectful. Because her and Patina have done wonders with creating multi-layered and multi-dimensional characters in Juke and Rock. So if all you're getting out of this is, oh man, you don't even look like that in the shows. Why they got you? Like, are you really... do you support LGBTQ+, like, anything like that? If that's all you're focused on, and not... because they are the two that have the most layers on this show. If you're not focused on that, man, you just lost in the sauce.
Really? I don't really know what to tell you. She had to explain herself on why you shouldn't be sending me these fucking messages and shit.
Right.
So she's doing such a great job on that.
She is.
And again, I went back and watched little clips of, like, the old Jukebox and how that old Jukebox compares to, like, young Jukebox. I'm like, oh, that is perfect casting. Holy shit. This show, man, like I told you, I'm falling in love with this damn show. More than fucking Book... I don't say more than Book 2. More like... It's like the same level.
You know what I mean? I mean, the thing is, we said from jump, this was the... At the makings to be the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Story-wise.
Yeah, story-wise, yeah. Because Ghost is just a... That's just an extension of, I guess, the original power, I guess. Right.
It literally is. It's in the name.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So is this. Sometimes I be forgetting it's power.
Mm-hmm. Well, know? No, what I'm saying is Ghost is an extension because it's titled Ghost.
I know.
Raising Kanan, I mean, it's in the universe, but Raising Kanan is its own entity. They have to make it its own entity because it's a precursor to everything.
Yeah. I hopefully we get, like, a teaser trailer for Book 3 because BMF comes out on January.
And but we get the documentary.
The documentary. So I hope it's, like, a double header because I want Book 3. Shit. Oh, not Book 3, Book 2. I want Season 3. Shit. Something.
No, I get it, but you gotta take everything for what they're giving you. You don't want to rush stuff, and even though they're done, you want the editing to be right too.
Yeah,
and
Stars, man, shit.
They don't know what's going on. Like,
so. No, I'm talking about their app, how it looks now.
Right, they got a BBL.
Dead ass. Every time I go on there, it's like a new update. I'm like, dude,
right?
What the hell happened here? Y'all looking nice and shit.
So, you got any predictions for the season finale that comes on next weekend?
Well, off that trailer, man, I'm kind of interested in how they're gonna treat Rock because she looked like she was stressed holding the gun and shit for her life. Cause it looked like they're about to go to war with the whites,
the Italians.
Well, the Italians, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like either Famous is gonna die or that detective's gonna die, and I think Omar Epps is gonna kill her. Because she keeps not letting it go, and everybody, including her girl, is saying let it go. But she just doesn't want to let it go.
I have a prediction that's the main thing.
What's your prediction?
The person that opened the door was Breeze.
Maybe.
And we finally get to know who Breeze is.
Yeah.
And he hangs it over Kanan and Famous's head.
Mm-hmm.
Saying if you won't come do in the business with me, that body's going to come up under you.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that. So I could see Famous not making it to season 3.
Yeah.
And Breeze being inserted in, which would actually be a perfect time.
I wonder how many seasons this show's gonna go.
Make it 6 or 7.
Yeah. Right when he goes to jail. Like, that's where it ends, right when he goes to jail. Because they could be a time jump.
No. It's gotta be right when he takes Jamie and Tommy under his wing. It's like right when he gets first introduced to them or whatever.
Yeah, and then do a movie.
No, I wouldn't even say do a movie. It's just, it ends right there. You don't want to do a major time jump.
Yeah, true. I'm just saying, like,
because the whole point is raising Kanan.
Yeah, true.
But so if you go too far in, remember he went to jail when he was in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So raising Kanan, he's raised at that point because he raised Jamie and Tommy.
I just don't put nothing past the creators of this show to do some type of fucking mashup episodes of all the books. Like some big type mashup. Don't put it past them.
No, it won't be Raising Kanan.
Well, they could probably go to the past and say something happened in Raising Kanan that starts everything that happens.
Well, everything started in Raising Kanan.
Well, yeah.
But in terms of mashing them all up, there's no mashing all that up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they all shoot at different times, too.
That, too.
Yeah.
Well, something. Movie, something. I don't know. But, yeah. Great, great fucking show, man.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker. Now
did you do a crank that dance?
No, I did not. I never filmed it. that was that.
I did the dances, just not, I didn't post them.
That was such a these episodes of Atlanta, man. They're like side missions now because I don't know how this shit's gonna go, but I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Yeah,
fucky. Yeah, the crank that killer. That's what it was called.
Yep.
They're like, someone's killing.
They even got Soulja Boy on there. It was like, you need to get out of town.
You get out of town, man. You got that? Well, not safe. You got farm. What's it called? Safe nigga. Safe yeah. Farm. Yeah, go to a safe farm, bro. I don't know, like a good neighbor. Something.
He's like, you seen this on the internet? Of course I saw it. I invented YouTube.
That did he lie?
Yeah, no.
No. Didn't lie. And what's it called? And then in the end, it was like a fucking... Like, that whole... No, what's his name? The Doug dude. What was his name? You know what I'm talking about. That rapper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The rapper that wanted to work with Paperboy. And Paperboy comes in, he's like, oh, yeah, he's over. He's like, fuck, man. He's like, yeah, come in. And, yeah, bring him in. And he just destroys the fucking equipment.
Yeah.
Said it like nothing. And then...
What are you putting your... What did Ernst say? What are you putting your... Not your pride, but... Damn, what did he say? Basically, what would you put your... I guess lack of a term. Your pride to the side to get something that you thought was valuable. Or valuable. However it goes.
I ain't kissing no nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, that's not gay. I mean, that's like, nah, bro. It's my own man. No, pride. And the thing is, they can afford it. Because they're like rich and shit like that. They can fucking afford it.
But it's the principle.
It's the principle of it. Like, bro, no.
And then $9,000 for shoes that you get for $200.
Seriously, and Darius was just like, even after Ern explained it all, Ern was just like, what's his name? Darius was just like, yeah, we're going to still do it.
He cut the driver, caught one to the head, didn't even see the damn thing.
Didn't even see the kiss, and then they just grabbed all the shit and just ran off.
Motherfucking little rapper ass boy, just went, I'm a Moranta, man. Nigga, get the fuck out of my way.
He got the rapper. Get the fuck out of the way. And then in the end, old boy picked him up, and then he started rapping to him, and it was like, that should have been like the end of the episode. Like, he just started rapping, and he's just like, motherfucker. Oh, man. I guess in the next...
4 episodes left.
Yeah, man. I guess in the next episode, I guess Van and Ern are gonna go on a camping trip, I guess.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then I guess they're gonna talk... I guess in the clip they showed, it's like, how much do you really love Atlanta to leave or some shit like that? And I was like, eh, okay.
Yep.
It just seems like all these episodes are just... There's no story to it. It's just like side stories, because now Paperboy is successful now. That's how it feels. Not like the first 2 seasons.
No, they were like that.
Kind of, but you
know, it wasn't kind of. They didn't continue.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean?
Well,
they never continued anything. They would end one. The only ones that continued was the first 2 because it was a 2-part.
Yeah, the 2-parter. Yeah.
And they were introducing, but the very next episode that wasn't a continuation.
It's kind of.
They just went to go see the Migos, and then he's on a date with Van. Yeah. That wasn't a continuation or anything.
True. This is kind of interesting now because you look on Twitter, barely anybody even talks about Atlanta now, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, even though this is what they wanted.
Yeah, I think season 3 scared people away. I think it scared folks away. I don't see a lot of people talking about it, how they did. I think season 3, I think the layoff and, what's it called? Just the weird episodes for season 3, you know, it scared. And it was too smart for niggas, so.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Apparently, I guess in the finale, I guess Donald Glover hinted at that it's going to be a hopeful ending.
Yeah, okay.
And they might come back for other episodes, like one-off episodes and shit.
Yeah, that'll work.
I can see them doing some shit like that. But, yeah, man. A lot of shit happened. Well, not a lot of shit happened. Fucking sports now?
No, let's cover some other stuff that went down.
Okay. Well, shit. Mr. West!
All right, that's all you. I ain't watching. I don't watch that. I don't care to watch it.
You gotta tell the people.
This is probably gonna be the last time I ever want to bring this game up for a while. Get it out.
I just want to ask you how you on it. How are you on integrity? Like how? Like what's the limit for you? Like on your integrity and shit like that.
See, that's a. It's not. I don't answer that with a. Direct answer,
mm-hmm.
because I can always find a way to flip something to be information, mm-hmm. informational, educational, and all that. So it would depend,
yeah,
on what it is, the goal that I was trying to take. Now, I mean, an example: Deion Sanders was a wild boy from ringing out Brittany Renner, but
mm-hmm.
on the flip side, you do a disservice to your guys by sending them to a world where the Brittany mm-hmm. Renners are out there,
yeah,
and you don't talk about stuff like that,
yeah.
So I guess that would be an instance where I'm not going to talk about, high value man or women should bow down if a Brittany Renner or Brittany Renner type were to be on here to discuss that. My whole thing is, here's the platform, discuss. I'm just going to ask you some questions to see where your mind's at, what people should be, you know. I'm more into being engaged with that versus trying to get into an arguing match with them.
Yeah, like if you had a big pot, well, I mean, we have our podcast. Good as it is, or a platform like this to air somebody's voice, would you have someone like a 6ix9ine on here just because you know he's gonna bring views?
Oh, I don't do anything just for views.
Okay,
I don't know.
I know it was a rhetorical question, you know, because I knew where your head's at.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about I would bring somebody on if there was a purpose for me.
Yeah,
that I knew that the listeners or at that point viewers would see and hear. But if it's just, hey, let's just get them, why? Oh, well, they're going to bring views. Okay, then what the hell are we going to talk about? I don't know.
Okay, like, so the reason why, because this is the question of integrity. This is an example of integrity. So, when we last left off with the whole Kanye saga, before we went off the air, when we went off the air, it came to find out that Kanye was supposed to be on the shot.
Right.
With Mav, Jeezy, and another, what's it called? And another designer or whatever. And Kanye was going to be on there. So then, Mav made an announcement. He showed, shout out to my boy, Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, he basically said, well, because of what's going down, we're not showing this. And
because it got very awkward
yeah.
in there, and he was still spreading.
He basically, I thought he was in a headspace where he could do it. Clearly, he wasn't, so we're not going to do this.
Yeah, we're not going to air the episode because he's still spilling out that bullshit. And apparently, him and Jeezy got into a shouting match. It was really bad, and they just thought to themselves, and apparently LeBron wasn't there,
right.
Thank God. But they just knew, we can't air this shit. Like, we can't put this on YouTube. We can't spread this shit.
Right.
Because it was about integrity. They was like, we can get hella views, but it's not going to be right.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's like, what did Hov say? How many billionaires from my family tree? Kanye Ree. Kanye. Technically four, because...
LeBron, technically. Yeah.
So LeBron's looking at it like, what the fuck do I need views for? I'm LeBron.
I'm LeBron. I don't need this shit.
Yeah.
Now.
But Nori.
Noriega, bring yo ass to the stand.
Somebody did this.
He thought this was a great
opportunity. Wait.
Oh, yeah. What happened to your chef? There's powerful niggardry at work here.
He got a call from Kanye, and Kanye wanted to be on Drink Champs again. And he remember how successful his last interview was, so he was thinking to himself,
give me a hell yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get views, da 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 da. Like, fuck it, I'm going to do this shit. So then that Friday, he announced, oh, Kanye's on Drink Champs, and everybody was like, oh, no, this isn't going to be good.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
And everyone was telling Norrie, like, this isn't the good...
Nori.
I keep calling Norrie.
You're thinking of Torre.
I always called him Norrie.
No, he's Nori.
Nori?
Yeah, Noriega.
I know Noriega, but...
Why did you say Norrie?
I don't know.
You make him French for...
That's how we should spell the episode. Noray.
Wait, time out. Why would you go to Noray? He's Nori and Noriega. Noriega. Literally, he says Noriega.
Noriega. Noray, Noriega.
No, not Noray. It's Noriega.
Noriega. I know. I always call him Noriega.
So why'd you go Noray?
I don't know. Anyway, Nor. Anyway, Noriega decided to have Kanye on Drink Champs with him and DJ Effin, and everybody knew this was not a good idea, especially with the hype he's on, but
yeah. In
his mind, he was just like...
Just come on, because I don't want to stay too long on this.
I know, paint the picture. Kanye went on that shit and spread the... And for 3 hours and 25 minutes, he spread the same bullshit. And, yeah, and what made it worse is that fucking Revolt posted a disclaimer before the Drink Champs episode aired. They posted a disclaimer saying the views expressed in this do not reflect us of Drink Champs and this, that, and the other. And they thought they could get away with that shit. And I was just like, oh, no, he said some stupid shit. Mm-hmm. I watched they posted the first 45 minutes on the Revolt app, which I happen to have, which was kind of shocking to me. And, yeah, dudes kept doing anti-Semitic shit. He went off of Meek Mill and Diddy and fucking said some shit about George Floyd that I'm not gonna repeat on this shit. And it was one of those, like, my nigga, what?
What kind of shit is that?
And what pissed me off even more is how Noriega and Effin, DJ Effin, were literally sitting there and letting him say that bullshit. They didn't try to push back or anything. They sat there and let him talk. And that shit infuriated me. And then it was also on Revolt, which is a black-owned business owned by Diddy. And you guys were so for the Black Lives Matter movement and everything like that. And you let this nigga come on here and say that shit about George Floyd and how his death didn't really... He didn't die from that cop putting a knee on his neck. Are you fucking serious?
I saw like 20 seconds of it on Twitter. That's all I needed to see.
Yeah.
Right off. I had no intention of watching it anyways, but... It's like, nope, gonna protect my mental health for that.
Oh, yeah, don't blame you. And it got to be, I only watched, like, the first... I skipped through. Like, I was skipping, watching. It was the 45 minutes. Then they posted the fucking full three-hour shit. I didn't watch that shit. Like, and then what made it worse, everyone was getting on Noriega for fucking, you know, allowing Kanye to do that. He kept doubling down on Twitter, going like, oh, more people are watching this. I'm getting more views on this than the NFL right now. He was laughing. He thought he had something. And I'm like, you about to get a phone call soon. And then hours later, he said, my bad, y'all.
Yo, it's Hove.
He got a phone call. Yeah, he got a phone call, probably by the lawyers.
Yo, this is Hove.
Yeah. Probably by George Floyd's lawyers, because they came out saying they're thinking about having a doing a lawsuit on fucking Kanye for deflaming his fucking character. You fucking dumbass. So yeah, all of a sudden, Noriega comes out. Noriega comes out and apologizes and said he regrets doing that interview. All of a sudden, he regrets doing it. And Revolt took the interview down completely off their platform. Anyway, it wasn't even up there for 24 hours. I mean, it's already spread all over YouTube, but they're not getting money off that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I got...
Bet you can rank them albums now, huh?
This is what happened, bro. I was so mad. I went to the bar, and they were playing Good Life. I was, like, dancing with a chick, and they played Good Life. You look how your dick gets lit. I was, welcome to the... Nope. I just sing T-Pain's part. Kanye's albums, they're just gonna... They're not by the Chris Benoit, R. Kelly side yet, but it's an obitual line.
Right across the street around the block?
Yeah. His discography is just right there.
Right across the street, around the block?
Yeah. Just gonna leave. I'm not gonna listen to none of that. Just gonna leave it right there for now.
I don't know why that phrasing didn't catch on in hip-hop.
What?
It was a 50 worst game standing for unit. Across the street, around the block.
Across the street, around the block.
He ain't with me.
Like, I'm not going to delete his music, you know, I'm not going to do all that. Because that's the thing that's so heartbreaking about
everything
it.
From 2016 on.
That's when it went nuts. That's when
even it went... The Life of Pablo, again, I said, he did it again. But whenever you would try to come on, you're like, but Drake wrote that. And I was like, don't put that on Drake, because he still decided to record and release it.
And buried... In this interview, there was music talk, apparently, and he said that Drake is the greatest rapper alive, and then Bansky tried to get on me. He's like, y'all need to bow down to me, Busby. And I'm like, a MAGA rapper praising a Canadian, huh? Not my GOAT. Picture of Eminem. Like, no, not my GOAT. The fuck? I don't know. Like, honestly, the music shit didn't even matter to me no more. Like, okay, Drake wrote 30 Hours. We know. We heard Kanye already acknowledged it. He said it, like, years ago on Twitter. And you can hear it on the song. You can hear Drake's, his flow.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, whatever. Then he fucking, I guess, also in there, he said Watch the Throne 2 was coming. Draymond.
No.
You really?
I got nothing.
In the words of Huey, I'm retired. I got nothing to say. That's just all the Jewish people, like... Disrespecting Jewish people, disrespecting a whole culture of people and shit like that. That doesn't fly with me, dog. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no. That's where I stand with it. Like I said, there's really not much. Kanye knows what he's doing.
He's not mentally.
He is, but
he's very aware. Yeah. That he's weaponizing it.
Yeah.
And that's not cool, dude. It's so bad that even Trump thinks he's crazy. Do you people? People, do you know how crazy you have to be to have
to put Donald Trump and Busby on the same side?
To have the worst.
Right. And I've been waiting, baby.
The worst president of our era in our lifetime.
Debatable.
Debatable. You know, in our era. That's what I'm trying to say.
Debatable.
Yeah, debatable. When you have the worst president of in our lifetime, and debatable, to tell you, and he's also the most racist president too. And if he has,
I don't know, man. Go ask some of the elders about the Ronald Reagan era. I get what you're saying, but not to sideswipe you. But you know, let's have some conversation within conversation, real quick.
But
the Ronald Reagan era produced crack.
I know, crack. Reaganomics, nigga. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the most wildest president of all time. How about that? He was the most wild one.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what it was like to live in the 80s.
Okay.
I was born right at 89. right when the earthquake hit.
One of the most wildest.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
He was one of the most wildest presidents of all time. Donald Trump, one of the most wildest presidents of all time. If he has to come out after he watched that Fox News interview and his boys called him like, what did you think? And he has to say, that nigga crazy? That's, man. If he has to say, you're crazy, you're crazy.
I don't, the only reason why it has nothing to do with Trump.
Yeah.
Imagine how wild you got to be as a president to be like, no, that's my nigga Ben Franklin. Put him on the $100 bill. Wait, what? He ain't a president. Now put him on the $100 bill.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's nuts.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe just, it's like when they talk about goats, how I always say, no, I just refer to goats of an era.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he was technically the worst. I mean, you can only go off of what you see. But I don't know what the president was doing in 1891.
That's why I said of our era. Like the era that we're in right now.
Okay, that's fine, but even then, I don't know.
The fact I'm trying to say is Trump is saying this Kanye's crazy. And yeah, I'm going to keep... And he needs to go get some help. Like, he ain't with me. I don't know where he is. Around the block. What'd he say?
He's not a good one.
He's not a good one. He's around the block. He's somewhere. He's not near me. Shit, man.
He was at the insurrection.
Yeah,
man.
Brought up Jared Kushner and
I
shit.
I have never owned any Yeezys.
I thought they were too expensive. In the early days when he was with Nike, the Red Octobers look fire.
Imagine if you owned a lot of Kanye paraphernalia. You'd be looking at that.
If you're a fan.
If you owned a lot of his paraphernalia and you feel some type of way about his comments today.
I've been seeing so many of his hardcore fans saying this is where I just have to let go. Other ones are going, this, he made graduation. You know? Mm-hmm. That has to be hard. And now Noriega had to learn this is what integrity means. Because all he kept thinking about was views. That's all he kept thinking about. So.
Noriega.
Going to jail? Oh, man. I don't even want to play that song. Hov should have never gave him that verse, man. Keep saying it, man. And I just that's why I give props to LeBron and his people for having the mind frame of like, we don't need this shit. But I have a technical difficulty. Yep.
Somebody did this.
Real question is, Kanye said that he had 4 stadium shows at SoFi.
Not no more.
Yeah, after he wore the White Lives Matter shit, it got all of a sudden it didn't happen. They canceled it. Like, you don't fucking think. But the real thing is, if he would have booked those shows, folks would have still showed up. It probably still would have sold out.
The only thing I do find interesting, and of course contradictory, and this does not implicate the entire Jewish congregation as a whole, so I want to preface that.
Mm-hmm.
I do find it interesting that the man who happens to be Jewish had no problem printing those All Lives Matter shirts. But as soon as Kanye started saying something towards him, then it was, oh, no, I'm good. I do find that a little,
And Noriega's
not what the whole Jewish community gets.
Yeah.
Just for him to show, look, you walk around with clowns, this was going to happen.
And Noriega said that there was like 4 Jewish people in there. Like the manager of Discovery, Wu-Tang Clan, was in there. There was 4 other people in there that were Jewish that were in there listening to Kanye speak. I'm like, oh, they're trying to
nobody flipped any tables?
Oh, they're trying to set his ass up. That's why I was like, oh, they set him up. They knew what was getting there. Like, Nori got set up. Like, he said in an interview on Breakfast Club, he said when Diddy called him about it before the interview went up, Diddy said, was he talking shit about me? Which he was. Noriega was just like, whoa, come on, Puff. Like, it's bigger than that. Da, 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 da. And then Diddy got quiet and was like, you know what? We're going to let Mr. Kanye speak his mind. He's a free thinker. Let him speak his mind. Freedom speaks. Let him talk. And I'm like, oh, he set you up.
He hung up and started going back to Love Records.
He
started Love Records. You know that, right?
Really?
Puff.
Really?
Yeah, he started Love Records in his first act. She's actually a singer from Tennessee, I think. She's pretty dope.
Huh.
She's not what you would expect.
Okay.
Her voice is amazing, but she, this is no disrespect. She looks like she's one of the homies off the block.
What's her name?
Let me pull this up real quick. I was going through Instagram just because it happened to come up, and he's like, Love Records. And I was like, oh, he's running with it for sure.
And she looks like a homie, because I have a feeling I know who you're talking about.
Let's see.
But when you're looking it up, I was like, I heard that shit. I'm like, oh, he set you up, Nori. That's what happened. You were just a scapegoat.
Yeah, I could see that, but yeah, I'm over.
Over shit. Mr. West. Yeah, I know. Sorry, Donda. Can't find her?
I got it right here. I'm trying to find it first. She's actually the first post.
What's her name?
Jazzy. Huh. It's from Memphis.
Memphis. Oh, yeah, the other chick is not. Yeah, okay, I'm thinking of somebody else. But, I got nothing to say about this shit either. So, yeah, I guess we just got to let the people know because people want to hear our thoughts about it.
Right.
So, JC, you have no thoughts?
No.
Yeah.
No, I've stated my piece many times. Like, I don't really want to talk about Kanye that much. I already know what his end game is.
What is his end game? That's the real question. What is his end game with this?
Same as all his other end games. He wants to be the center of attention. He feels like he's the most intelligent in the room. It's all the same.
I guess, man.
It's a pattern. Look at all the patterns.
Now he fucking... Now
think about how he introduced The Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
Think about when he introduced the next album. He went to a ranch.
Yeah, Wyoming. Yeah, it's always one big event. Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to be the center of it. He genuinely believes the world revolves around him.
He feels he's a philosopher. He really feels he's one of these great philosophers. When honestly, if you really break it down, all he really done is just made beats, sampled songs, and rap. That's all you did. Only time he ever sounded lucid was when he was talking about music. Mm-hmm. Shut up and rap, nigga. You know, shut up and dribble. Shut up and rap.
Yeah, I'm over it. There's really not much to say left about Kanye. I really haven't been much on the music either.
Yeah, I know. Like, Donda was the last one. Talking
about Donda, and I was like, I genuinely don't care. I'm not interested.
Well, I know. After the shit, and then what makes it wild is like, damn, Drake was right. I'm like, yeah. He's been right. He should have just shut up and just let the universe work. But hey, man.
But he looks like a prophet now.
J. Cole looks like a prophet. False prophets, you know.
Yeah, but that wasn't a prophet. He was actually saying what was going on in real time.
Yeah.
Drake was talking about what was going on that wasn't to the public eye.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. He looks like, well, maybe prophet's not the right word, but he just looks vindicated in what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. And he should just keep his distance and not say one word. Just let that shit go. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I ain't gonna play no NFL. And then Sunday night, where are you? I don't want to feel like looking it up.
Week 6 observations.
Well,
Raiders had a bye. Devontae got his jersey retired at Fresno State.
Yeah, good. Congratulations. Not in the Tyrese way, but good for him.
Huh?
I say congratulations and not in the Tyrese way. You know what I'm crying and shit. Yeah. Good for him. You know, and everyone's on good behavior.
What happened Thursday night, though? We started off Thursday night football. What game was that? Oh, the Bears and the Conquistadors.
Justin Fields.
Shout out to Brian Robinson. And not because he was on my fantasy team, but again, salute to that young man.
Mm-hmm.
Overcoming those bullets.
Yeah.
Getting on the field in really a shorter amount of time than I anticipated him being in. And actually getting his first start that night and getting his first touchdown.
Good for him.
Yeah. Other than that game was
boring. Thursday night football, man.
Oof, the Bears had it, and then the Bears didn't have it no more.
Well, yeah, pretty much. And no, they were like a yard off the last play.
Yep. Caught it.
Got just tackled at the 1 yard line.
Yep, because he bobbled the football. Mm-hmm. I forgot who it was.
Could have been worse. That could have been in a playoff game or a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Justin Fields, man, I feel bad for him. He's literally carrying this team by himself.
I saw so many people drop Justin Fields off their fantasy team.
Fuck.
On Sunday.
I feel so bad. I feel and bad for him.
The funny part
him,
is,
man.
You can't drop Justin Fields until after the Monday Night Football game's over. Like, he won't officially leave your team until Tuesday.
Damn. Yeah.
They're like, I'm not even dealing with this shit. Just set it up, get him off.
Pretty much.
They weren't even dropping them for different players. They were just dropping them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to my Niners, we lost against the Falcons. It was a trap game.
Damn.
Yeah. We, like, the one of the first plays, we fumbled the ball. No, actually, because a lot of our defense was out. A lot of our defense was injured. Bosa was out because of his groin, and other people were out. So they were pretty much going against our second string, and the fucking Falcons took advantage, and they ran the ball like a motherfucker on us. Mariota kept running on us, and, you know, when we fumbled the ball in the first quarter, I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of those games.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's what it is. We go against Kansas City at home next week. God help us.
I need Kansas City and Buffalo every single year.
That should be an annual game. As long as Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are the quarterbacks, though, that needs to be the game every year.
I need it. I know they're not in the same division. I need it twice a year. You need to find a way to get them to go play twice a year, so that way is when they eventually meet up in the playoffs, it's winner take all.
Mm-hmm.
I need that.
I need that. Facts. Yeah, and fucking and have Tony Romo be the commentator.
Right.
Cause
put that, keep that on CBS.
Yeah.
We don't need that on Fox.
Fox, mm-mm. Nah.
Don't need it on NBC.
Mm-mm. Don't need not on that. ABC. No,
keep that on CBS.
All ESPN, keep that
CBS. I never thought I'd say that, but keep it on CBS so Tony Romo can tell me what the score is.
He's like, the defense is the way this team, it's not going to be a high scoring game like last time. I'm like, it's going to be like a 24-20 score. Maybe 30 if they push it. And lo and behold, that was a fucking final score, 24-20, Bills. Yep. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was like he really is. When you're a quarterback in the NFL, especially like a... Was Tony Romo like an elite quarterback? Or was he like kind of teetering there?
I guess he was top middle tier.
Yeah.
Like I would say he was top 10. He was usually a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, when he was on.
He just didn't have the
weapons around him.
Not just the overall records too, you know?
Yeah. And everyone said Romo.
He was a good quarterback. It was just fun to make fun of him because he was a Cowboy. That's what it would boil down.
And he always blew it.
You would have loved Tony Romo if he was a Niner.
Whew. He would have been like Jeff Garcia status.
All right. You would have loved Tony Romo. I saw a few highlights, and I forgot he had a play where he would continuously spin out of sacks and
yeah.
Drop the ball down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was like Steve Young damn near, kind of. I was watching old Steve Young, like, clips, because I forgot I was super ass young when he was, like, in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I was a boy. That white boy would run, man. I was thinking, imagine it, what if Steve Young, what if Steve Young, like, played for this Niner? Wow.
You want to get to the point?
We had Monday Night Football, we saw some struggle ball. What if Steve Young?
My God, I know what's going on, but you want to talk?
No, what if Steve Young played for this Kyle Shanahan, like, team? And I'd be like, man, that would've been a dynasty. Maybe.
Oh, so you're finally admitting Jimmy G ain't him.
I didn't say that.
Huh?
Anyway.
Yeah, dynasty, because you, in order to have a full dynasty, you got to put some Super Bowl victories up.
Well, you only had one. That's all you need, but still.
Yeah, but as I'm saying, you got to put some Super Bowl victories up. It doesn't mean that you got to put multiple, but you got to get a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, that boy had an arm. You know, Diddy said, that nigga had a jaw. That boy Steve Young had an arm. Pause. And he had Jerry Rice, too. And they're like, well, you got Jerry Rice. You know, like, anybody can have Jerry Rice. That's a fucking cheat code.
Yeah. Especially when you got some sticko. Like he said he used to put on his gloves.
Dude, it's like it just instantly fell in his hand and he was like, zoom, touchdown.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to do a zigzag or nothing. He just literally just ran and caught the shit. Anyway, that's that. Your Jets winning.
My Jets. I didn't even claim them as my Jets and all of a sudden they're my Jets.
Yeah, I mean, you said they were the team.
Fuck it, here we go.
And I've been waiting.
Switch
baby.
From the Niners to the Raiders. Hey, bye, Raiders. Jets, 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 Jets.
They go to dude. If you better
nah,
just
I'm,
run
I'm
this.
Nah, I'm not rocking with the Jets. They were my sleeper out the AFC.
Dude, if they make a haul to the playoffs or get to the Super Bowl,
you're gonna petition for me to be a part of
the Jets fan. Yeah, yeah. As well be a Jets fan.
You're gonna go get me next to what the Fire Marshal Bill knockoff.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, they beat the Packers in Lambeau.
Yeah,
whew, that's wild. Yeah, I'm like
Sauce Gardner left with the cheese hat.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy sauce.
That was nuts.
Sauce cheese, saucy cheese, cheese is sauce.
You feel me?
Gotta say it like thug, nasty, nasty thug.
Nasty thug.
cheese sauce, saucy cheese.
Shit, and Patriots, they're picking it back up. So, like, the rookie got a fucking fumble. He got a fumble recovery or some shit. And he tried to give it to Belichick. Belichick's like, what that shit? The fuck?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking about that quarterback, man.
Which quarterback?
The Patriots.
What's his name?
I almost called him Zazie. What the hell's his name? It's one of them type of names.
This is Patriots backup.
Zappy.
Zappy. Bailey Zappy.
I told you about Zappy. I think I called him Zippy. But Zappy. Yeah, I told you about Zappy. Zappy went out there and had an all-time Patriots rookie game.
Oh, wow.
Said they ain't had a rookie performance like that since Garoppolo and I forgot what the other
one was. He looks just like Mac Jones. Holy shit, these right. boys look alike. Right. God damn. I'm looking at them. 23 years old, they look, him and Mac Jones look just alike.
Yeah. Bill Belichick walking around like he Kevin Gates. Sir, I got two Jones.
Yeah, 23 years old, and I'm like, number four? Okay.
Yeah. One for the run and one for the throw.
Yeah, that nigga's really beaming, because he's a third string, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's really beaming. Yeah. Every time we get to the third string quarterback, my name is Willie.
My name is Zappy.
Bailey Zappy. My name is Bailey. Bailey Zappy. Got Mac Jones and Bailey Zappy. Yeah.
Mac Jones.
Bailey Zappy. Yep. But he was balling.
That's party.
No, that's oh, party. Yeah.
He threw, what was it, 325 yards passing?
Oh, that's the Browns. But good for him. Shit. Yeah.
Well, remember, this was an offense that's getting ran by defensive coaches.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fuck
Zappy you. Going out there putting numbers up.
Good for them.
Who else went around the NFL?
The Colts.
Oh, my. Doug Peterson.
Somebody did this.
Your ass deserved that loss. Me and a million other fantasy owners, we just want to see Travis Etienne just get into the end zone.
Yeah.
Just get there. He was averaging 15 yards a play. And every time he get in, we don't need him. Get him out the game.
He's tired.
I had to watch Huntley run 61 yards for the touchdown immediately after Etienne went in and did something.
Damn. I'm sorry.
It's embarrassing. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I opened up my select listeners will get this because it's an inside joke in one of our groups on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I opened up my my fantasy app, and the first thing that came in my mind was, oh, I might lose. And that's being nice because I was already down by 50 points when I opened it up.
And then you close it again, like, no, I might
lose. It looked worse. Jamar Chase happened.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Mm. I was down by 13 points last time I remember. Jamar Chase had that one touchdown. One touchdown. I looked again. I was like, oh, I'm down 55. Yeah, there's no need to look at this. Let me just enjoy Red Zone.
I didn't watch Red Zone yesterday. I think I only watched the Niner game and the Bills and Lions. Because when the Niners play, I just want to be focused on the Niners. I don't care about nobody else. You know, but was it crazy?
Yeah.
Of course it was.
See, it's one of them times where I don't know if they pissed you off, but I know they irritated you.
I don't say they irritated me. I just went, you know what?
Oh, no, losing in a trap game would definitely irritate you.
No, I'm just happy it happened now.
You say that.
Uh-huh.
But then them weeks always go by, and then you look by on why you're not in the position you're in. It's like, it's because of that trap game that happened in week five or week
six.
Well,
when it comes to the Niners, every fucking game is a damn trap game in my eyes. The way we be playing, I hold my breath every time that ball's hiked, no matter who the quarterback is. Like, don't fuck up. Trey, don't fuck up. Jimmy, catch the ball. Debo, hold the ball. One of y'all, please. But hey, we get what we deserve. I keep saying it. Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings won. Yeah.
Well, they're 5-1, right?
I don't trust that 5-1. I don't trust the Giants 5-1.
I don't trust the Eagles 5-1 either.
I trust. Well, they're not 5-1. It's a good thing you don't trust it.
Oh yeah, they're undefeated.
Yeah, it's a good thing you don't trust the Eagles 5-1
because that doesn't exist.
Because you, sir, that's an oxymoron.
That is an oxymoron. Ding. No, I don't. Stretch, no, I
shake.
Yeah, because my homegirl, because she told me in the beginning of the season, she's like, I think the Vikings are gonna be that sleeper team. I'm like, really, really? And then she told me like, oh, they're 5-1, and I was just like, and. I don't believe that.
I don't trust that 5-1. They got Kirk Cousins.
Exactly. Just give it time. They're gonna fuck it up.
Or like the streets say, Kirk Buzzins.
when you think it'll fuck up after Thanksgiving? That's when, yeah. Yeah, when the playoff comes. They're gonna fuck it up. Just wait. That's when the season really starts, is after Thanksgiving.
No. What are you talking about?
I mean, for
Thanksgiving, you're like two-thirds in.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like, when we have to start.
No, you're just talking about the witching hour. That's the witching hour of the season.
That's what I mean. The witching hour. The
season don't start. What are you talking about? The season started in week one. Every game counts.
No, but, you know, every game
counts. Shit, like The Wire.
I mean,
all the games matter.
I know, all games matter. That's a shit kind you should make. All games matter.
Yeah.
NFL.
AGM.
All games matter. Yeah. Who else won? Bengals won.
Steelers. Yeah, over the Bucks.
Uh-oh.
And they lost Pickett.
Oh, really?
He's questionable. So guess who won it? Mitch Trubisky. And he won the game.
Over Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Brady was going off on his line. I saw that shit.
Let that have been Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Brady was cussing him out and everything. You're so much fucking better than this. Using this Thomas voice. You're so much fucking better than this. God damn it. Jesus.
That's what he tells his divorce lawyers.
You're so much better than this. Rams and Panthers. Rams won, but Panthers are without a wide receiver. What's his name? Ruby Jett?
They ain't without a wide receiver.
Well,
that ain't even his main one.
Huh?
That's not their main wide receiver.
Oh, wow.
It's DJ Moore.
Well, I had to do DJ Moore, but I'm just saying.
Well, Robbie Anderson, yeah. I want to say grand opening, grand closing. He should have been gone after last year when they got Sam Darnold. That's when he really should have been gone.
Yeah.
Because he was up in arms about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he was acting a fool on the sideline.
Got in the coach's face.
Wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
And the interim coach, because, of course, their coach got fired.
we got to mention that. Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah, interim coach was like, no, I got to set a precedent, so your ass got to go. And that was the last time we saw Robbie Anderson in a Panther jersey because he is now a Cardinal because of Hollywood Brown. He's going to be out for at least 6 weeks.
They say he's out for the rest of the season.
They're saying 6 weeks right now.
Oh, I was going to say Adam Schefter said the rest of the season.
I know, but that they updated that later in the day.
Oh, shit.
So it could be at least, they're saying at least 6 weeks. They're not even ruling him out for the year.
Mm.
They're just saying they fear ACL.
Hmm.
But there's that went down. And then, of course, Sunday night.
Oh, my God. We're going to say Cardinals, Seahawks. Seahawks
won that. No, like I said, I'm not going into every single game.
I know. But, yeah, Cowboys and Eagles. And that was a great game. But the Eagles kept playing with their food because they were up 20-0. And then all of a sudden in the second half, the fucking Cowboys crept back. But, you know, they fucked it up. And Cowboys pulled the Cowboys. And the Eagles are still undefeated. Coach was talking.
No, Cowboys didn't pull the Cowboys. Eagles defense is just that elite.
Yeah, they are. And then even the coach was talking shit. Saying,
They added Bradbury to the other side where you already got Darius Slay.
Shit.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, of course, you can say you don't believe in the Eagles, but your defense can do so much when you have two cornerbacks.
Yeah.
It allows everything else on the field to operate like a smooth engine. And I forget who the slot corner is that comes in as the nickel. He's pretty top notch too.
That
so that's
is.
What I'm saying. I get what you're like. Oh, they play with their food, but they're the type of team that actually can do that.
Yeah,
it's different if your offense isn't that talented and skilled, and your defense doesn't stop anything. True. Then it's like you look like the Vikings.
Yeah,
I fully trust the Eagles playing with their food more than I trust the Vikings blowing teams out.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I want to repeat that because you might have missed it. Pause. I trust the Eagles playing with their food versus the Vikings blowing teams out.
Shit. Because we don't believe that. They need more people.
Right.
It's Kirk Cousins. Like, honestly,
But Jalen Hurts, there's a reason why I was overhauling my fantasy team to get Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts is him.
Yeah, you know, he has like an all-women management team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
And they run in social media and everything.
Need women in the in all-around sports. Period. It's actually good seeing you can see a woman referee then look on the sideline. Mm-hmm. I forget which coaching staff she's a part of, but she's the assistant running backs coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a woman coach there. Women all around the front office. I think they did a report on one of the 49ers execs.
Oh, yeah, she's a woman,
She's been there for 12 some odd years. She got her starting with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, women in sports, man.
Also, women referees in WWE, too. And AEW?
I keep forgetting to say it for weeks on weeks on weeks. But shout out to the Las Vegas Aces.
Oh, yeah.
WNBA champions.
For real.
I know that's a long overdue, but...
Because they won during week one, right?
Yeah.
That was just like, that's a damn shame. They put that game when football was on.
Had
like,
no chance.
No chance in hell. Mm-mm. Yeah, but the Eagles are fucking undefeated.
6-0.
And they have
Going to a bye.
Oh, yeah, they have an easy-ass schedule, too, going in. The NFC West is literally just all, like, what's it called? The Niners, Rams, and Seahawks, all 3-3. And the Cardinals are 2-4.
And AFC West, like I said last week, Broncos are the worst team in that division, and they're third.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like everything's just, it's just wild looking at the NFC West to see how plateaued we are. It's just like, just easy going.
Yeah.
You know, we have a good game going right now, for once, with the Broncos.
Well, yeah, maybe for the Broncos.
But that's what I meant.
This is the second Monday Night Football in a row with the AFC West.
Yeah.
And you get what you see.
Exactly.
You get some heavy hitters.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a stupid... I have a feeling it's going to be a stupid ending with this game.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that. To finish out football talks, Alabama. Bama.
Only time we ever talk about Bama is when they lose. Boy.
Bama. Tennessee whooped their ass and then stole their goalpost, ran it out, and then Tennessee was like, hey, let's raise some funds. Even though they are a $3.1 billion institution.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
got the funds because they spun it a few different ways. They had different options for some donations. One of the donations was the amount of years it took for them to beat the SEC rival.
How many
Another
years?
Another one, 16.
Oh, so
you
wow.
You donate $16. You could donate $52.49 for the final score. Or I think they had 101,915 people in attendance. So they had a donation that was $1,019.15.
Yeah, I saw Nick Saban look pissed.
Yep.
And I saw that field goal was just, that was a struggle-ass field goal, but it went in.
Nick Saban going to have a TV show. It's called Making the Bama.
Seriously, dog. I got to
bring in a whole bunch of prospects.
Uh-huh. They gonna break them.
Yeah.
He's gonna see if he can break you.
Yeah, and they ain't gonna be singing no end of the road. They're gonna be swinging Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah,
there's a reason why he has all those damn championships. That's how he coaches. Shit. But yeah, that's that. Well, God, I knew you were about to play it.
And I've been waiting, baby.
Basketball is back.
Basketball is my favorite.
As you are listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the time you listen to it, it's tip-off time.
Yep. And I'm going to get this out the way right now. I do not see the Lakers as constructed being any higher than a ninth seed playing. Disgusting.
Yuck.
I'm going to leave it at that. This is not about the Lakers. So don't tag me in shit. Don't ask me about shit. I don't want to hear shit. This ain't, I'm letting you know right now. Don't come on this podcast every week talking about what's up with your Lakers. I done told you what's going to happen if they stay constructed as is. So don't ask. This is not a very good constructed team right now.
Don't ask.
No questions.
Just leave it in the, what do you say? Just leave it in there.
Yeah. Now, with that being said,
mm-hmm.
Once again, we're going to do the same thing that we did with the NFL.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some predictions that you really shouldn't take to Vegas because I don't know shit. Nobody knows shit.
Nobody knows
shit. Even though you have a better idea in the NBA than you do in football.
Yeah.
Or in the NFL, I should say.
Yeah.
Even then, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. Injuries happen. Suspensions happen.
Life happens.
Trades happen.
Mm-hmm.
People got to go home for different reasons. I don't know. So I'm just telling you what I see as constructed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see as constructed right now is, yes, the Warriors are going to be in contention, but they are not going to be that team to start off.
Okay.
It's not hate. It's nothing like that.
Hmm.
Of course, you give them the respect that they need as the defending champions, but they did lose some key players that they got to get. They're banking on unproven players to fill those roles.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, give them the respect as due. Jordan Poole just got that 4-year extension where it's up to $140 million, but it's more realistically $123 million guaranteed. Andrew Wiggins got that 4-year, $109 million extension. Mm. Salute to them both.
Oh, yeah, they got their money.
We don't know what's going to go on with Draymond Green, so we're going to see. But they, I do have them within top three, for sure. You got to put the Clippers up there, because until they do something where they break down the playoffs, you still got to respect the fact they're there for the regular season. But my team to watch, if they stay healthy, is going to be the Denver Nuggets.
I can see that. Why do you say that?
Jamal Murray is coming back healthy. Mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr. is coming back healthy.
Okay.
They added good amount of depth to their bench.
Mm.
KCP is now on that team. So yeah. That's defense.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a lot of good weapons that are, even if you give DeAndre Jordan 8 to 10 minutes just to go out there and just be a body, they have a lot of different elements that allow them to play different ways. And on top of that, Aaron Gordon, if, again, you know guys are going to miss games along the season, but if throughout the course of the season, Aaron Gordon is your third or fourth leading scorer, you're on the right track.
Mm.
You're definitely on a good path, so I would look for that. I would even see if I could see them potentially making a trade during the season that acquires them maybe one more in-betweener that makes them a big three. Even though Michael Porter Jr. is supposed to fill that slot, but just somebody that's a little bit more proven. I can see that.
What about the, how you feel the Nets are going to look?
A lot better than the Lakers, but we'll see how it transpires. They got the talent.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Lakers don't necessarily got the talent. We just got to see if they got that dog in them.
Mm.
The Nets got that talent. We just got to see if they got
that dog in them. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
Because on paper, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons are supposed to get you there, but when Ben Simmons is continuously shooting air balls in preseason.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. But in terms back to the Western Conference, I know people are bigging up the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
If you can split Kat and Rudy Gobert and pretty much make Rudy Gobert a liability, that's where it ends for the Timberwolves.
Mm.
So I'm not saying that they're pretenders. I just got to see if they're for sure about that. But I will say one team, them Pelicans. Yeah, all eyes is on the Pelicans. That's the sleep. I guess you'd call them a sleeper, even though they made the playoffs last year. But that's the sleeper. The Nuggets is the team to watch in the West.
Mm.
The Pelicans are the sleeper.
With Zion in them.
Because Zion looked very healthy.
Even during preseason?
And very in shape.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember, they still got Brandon Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
And they traded for CJ McCollum.
Yeah,
that's
they
their
did.
Big three.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a lot of pieces that contribute throughout the roster. So, again, I don't even need to keep saying this, but all this is barring health. So, with that being said, Pelicans is a pretty scary team to watch. Look out for. Because they can pretty much match up with a lot of teams very well. The Phoenix Suns, I'll give respect to the Phoenix Suns. It's more so to do about how does all the offseason affect them moving forward. So we'll see about that. Anybody? Oh, Memphis. I'm still excited to watch Memphis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ja Morant got his fucking wish. He's going to face them on Christmas, face the Warriors on Christmas.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about Memphis. They got that dog in them.
Oh, yes, yeah, they
so
do.
Don't worry about Memphis.
I was seeing highlights from the preseason. Oh, they get, oh, yeah.
After that, we just got to see who is going to realize after 2 or 3 weeks, you know what? We don't need to do this. Victor Wembanyama's on the board. We don't need to do this. Just trade the whole roster.
Probably going to be the Knicks.
Knicks ain't going to do none of that.
I know, I'm just saying.
I won't put it past them, but they ain't getting the number one pick.
I'm trying to make an educated guess who would get them. Probably...
I'm gonna tell you right now, if he ends up in San Antonio, I'm probably not gonna watch basketball for a while.
Maybe OKC.
It ain't a maybe. They got all the damn draft picks, I still don't see him getting them.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, if San Antonio gets them, I'm
what's his
that's
name? Who's the coach again?
Greg Popovich.
Popovich. He gonna add some years to his life. He's like, he's like, oh, I'm not leaving.
Yeah,
I'm getting that ring.
All right. So that's pretty much the teams I'm looking at all over through the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Conference, like you said, Nets. Celtics, I know the Celtics got to the finals, but we got to see how that goes. Even without
Yeah, Coach.
Without Mr. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty. Mr. Nasty Man. Oh, did you see what Cameron did?
Yeah. Yeah. You did what everybody, what all the others was doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but we still got to play.
Oh, yeah.
There is powerful niggardry at work here.
But even with the Celtics, even had they had Ime Udoka, still got to ask questions just because they ended up getting to the finals. No disrespect to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bucks weren't fully healthy. Nets, you could say what you want about Kyrie, but the fact of the matter is that was, you know, Kyrie still wasn't available for the entire duration of the season, so that camaraderie wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So just got to see if they could do it again. If they could pull it off again, then you might have an argument about talent versus coaches in the NBA.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Philly. I want to see what Philly does.
True.
I'm not focused on Harden. I'm not focused on Embiid. I am focused on Maxey.
Why is that?
He has been putting up points in preseason.
Mm.
And he just looks so much better. He looks more comfortable. Like, they don't need a big three. He is the third.
Huh.
So we'll see how Maxey goes. The Heat didn't really make any moves, but they're always still going to be in the mix. We'll see if they do something throughout the year.
Mm.
But I will say my team to really watch in the Eastern Conference, that I'm going to go with the Raptors.
I was thinking them too.
I'm going to say either the Raptors or Cleveland.
Why Cleveland?
They just got Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to see if they got that dog in them, huh?
No, you don't. They had that dog in them last year.
Oh, yeah, that was true. Yeah, they were pretty good.
Remember, they added Donovan Mitchell, and they already had two All-Stars that they didn't trade.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Darius Garland. You got Allen.
Yeah.
And then you got the guy who they say has the potential to be in the Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan range, and Evan Mobley. They didn't get rid of any of them. They didn't have to give up any of them. They added Donovan Mitchell.
They didn't give it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two teams. I'm not putting anything past the Raptors. Scotty Barnes is a nice ball player.
Mm.
But in terms of one team that I actually will think could potentially be a sleeper, even if they do make the trades.
Is who?
The Pacers.
Really?
Got a lot of young talent there.
Hmm.
Especially on the wings. So it depends on what they get back if they do decide to trade Miles Turner and Buddy Hield throughout the season. I'm not saying the Pacers are going to be that team to knock off teams in the playoffs, but they're going to potentially be that team to knock teams out of position for the playoffs.
Yeah.
They look good on paper, but again, a lot of inexperience could play a position in that. So I'm not banking on them being this team that just runs through the East. Just saying, that's a sleeper team that if you got NBA League Pass, you put on some Pacers games. Yeah.
Man, that's good. Yeah, and I saw a date, I think October 27 or some shit like that. Sometime around that time period where there's nothing, where there is football, basketball, hockey, soccer, all of that going on.
And when we get, oh yeah.
What?
Right. And I've been waiting,
this time
baby.
Of year where I watch baseball.
Oh, yeah, with the playoffs.
Yeah, when it ain't been raining, it's been good. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because I guess by the time we're recording this shit, the Yankees and the Nationals? That's their name?
No, the Guardians.
The Guardians, yeah, they were supposed to play right now.
Formerly the team that used to be called as a tribe in Cleveland.
Yeah, they got, what's it called? Yeah, they got rain. They got postponed because of the rain.
Yep.
So,
which, again, I keep trying to say, just get a
dome.
Let's get a dome. No, we like the elements. Okay.
Right. Well, that's what happens when you have the fucking elements.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The Doyers, they're gone.
No, the Doyers.
Yeah. Padres knocked them out.
Yeah, they're out of scene.
You know that the Dodgers won 111 games this year.
Oh, and they lost?
I think they're the first team in baseball to win that many games and not make a championship game. Not even the World Series, but just the...
Just the overall playoffs.
Basically their conference championship.
Ooh, wow. That's... Yeah, I saw Giants fans were being extra petty.
Yeah.
Ooh, they were being extra petty. Because I guess the manager said, I guarantee you we're going to win the World Series. And now niggas are questioning if that COVID ring really mattered. If it counts. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, they being petty with that.
Oh, they being extremely petty.
They say that shit with the Lakers, too. And I'm like...
Oh, I know.
Again...
I wasn't going to go down that route.
Could have put us up against the kids from the YMCA. Still would have bought all the merchandise I bought. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, man.
It was a sanctioned game. They won.
No matter if it was in the YD, no matter if it was at Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios.
Or in front of Disney Plus. I'm celebrating that title. That ring still counts.
Motherfucker.
And I keep telling y'all, that is Kobe's sixth ring.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Shit, man. But yeah, October 27th, all those games are going to go on. I saw the listing of all the games that are going to be played. It's going to be like football, basketball, like all of it. Like all mm-hmm. of them. And I'm just like, oh, wow. That's too much. That's getting...
No, it's not too much. This is the time of the year.
I know, that time of year, yeah. But we're adding soccer because of the World Cup and shit.
No, that's perfect.
I know.
Because you don't bank on that every single year.
Oh, no.
It's factored in now.
Yeah, I know. Like, I get it. No, I just keep going back to the COVID year when it was just all of it. It was too much, but this is just enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, even wrestling that day, too, maybe? Damn. Good times.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? See, I would talk about the whole Nicki Cardi shit, but
We gotta talk about stuff like that. I can't believe we made it this far.
I know, but it's part of me. I kind of just don't like how you know how you're fed
but
up.
You just gotta say the girls is fighting.
That's girls it. Are fighting.
But you have to acknowledge stuff like that.
Yeah, acknowledge.
That's the thing. You were like, oh, well, I know you wanted to go in the booth, but this is stuff where you gotta keep eye on because it could be the origin story.
It is the origin story. Yeah. But it's like, you remember how you got irritated when you didn't want to talk about Sheether and shit because you know Nicki wasn't gonna respond properly and shit.
I got more irritated when y'all kept bringing up the collaborations.
What collaborations?
Or her, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, you were really pissed about that.
Like,
one.
What does this mean? Like, you don't mean
that. I know, it don't mean shit.
Yeah, but we gotta talk. No, we don't.
I don't remember that.
I can tell you where this is going. That was bad stock.
Yeah, I remember that. You were real mad about that shit. Nah, but yeah, Nicki and Lotto were going back and forth about some bullshit. And it led from DMs to public, and Nicki just came off as a hater yet again. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. She's going out sad. That's pretty much all I can really say.
Well, name the players in this.
It's Nicki Minaj and Lotto.
Yeah. Did somebody bring up Glorilla this time?
No one brought up Glorilla. It was just literally Nicki and Lotto. She was pretty much... Lotto was saying how Nicki has pretty much been sending her sub shots for like the longest time, and also she leaked the DMs that Nicki was saying, and she was saying that some of the other women were talking shit, her and Bigfoot, quote unquote, and Bigfoot is related to Megan Thee Stallion. She's calling Megan Thee Stallion Bigfoot. I'm like, oh, so now you're dissing Megan now? Damn, this bitch is never happy, dog. And I already said congratulations to Megan Thee Stallion, right?
I don't know.
I don't think on the air, but I'm going to say it again if I did. Yeah, congratulations to Megan Thee Stallion. She was on SNL. She was the first FemC. I hate calling them FemC, but she was the first FemC to host and perform at the same time since Queen Latifah. So shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. She got emotional when she did her song Anxiety.
Yeah.
Because when she mentioned her mom, she got pretty emotional.
Right.
And then after the show, she said she's about to take a break for her own mental health and shit.
That's good.
And Nicki fans were harassing her.
Boo this man!
I'm telling you, man, Nicki's just, she's on that same path with Kanye, dog. It's just...
I forgot to say to end out NBA, prayers up to some former NBA...
Oh, yeah.
NBA greats. Dikembe Mutombo is undergoing treatment for a brain tumor. Nate Robinson has announced that he's battling renal kidney failure.
Damn.
And he's undergoing treatment. So definitely prayers out to both those gentlemen and their families. What else is there just to make sure we touch on everything? Oh, what would you do if your grandma got rushed to the hospital because she ate weed cupcakes?
Who gave it? First off, who was the plug? Second of all, what the fuck? What would you do?
I push her... right out the way and be like, where the cupcakes at?
She'll be all right.
So she must have been gigging like homeboy from Snowfall.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a question you wanted me to answer.
There's some couple side notes. Jeezy had his B-side performance, which looked like he was done in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I turned that off.
Yeah, it looked fucking...
Yeah. I was disappointed in that. So I won't, like, for something of that magnitude, I would have at least thought it was going to be in the theater. Now, he has said he is going to multiple places with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think next week he'll be in Detroit at a theater.
Yeah, probably.
But for Atlanta, it
deserved more.
I expected to be like, okay, I got to tune the title. He's like, no, it's on my IG Live. And I was like, okay. And I turned on the IG Live. It was just like some dude was recording in the stands. And it really wasn't even stands. It was just people standing up in a crowd. Small stage and all that. And I was like, no, I'm good, bro. I'm not.
Right. You asked this question to me on Twitter. It's like, well, what's this guy? Something to think about. What's something that you think our parents' generation got right that we're failing at?
Community involvement.
Yeah.
They knew everybody for blocks.
Mm-hmm. Dead ass. They knew everybody. It's funny.
I only know one of my neighbors, and that's because she pretty much raised me as another grandma.
That's the same with my neighbor. Yeah, I only know one of them. I think two of them. But everybody else, well, actually three. But other than that, like really, really know them? Not like that.
Yeah, community involvement.
Mm-hmm, they got that right, especially with the Black Panthers and shit. Oof.
I would just say just even up on your block.
Yeah.
I'm not even limiting this to the African-American community. I'm talking about legitimately where you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know everybody who's coming down. If you got to whoop somebody's kid, you got clearance to whoop their kid. All that kind of stuff, just community involvement.
Yeah.
What else did they get right?
Music. The music, how timeless music is from their era. Stevie Wonder's, The Temptations.
Yeah, no. Because I will say this, if you throw in the streaming platforms with that, do you get that many classic records? Because people aren't consuming them the same ways.
Yeah.
It's not an investment. So,
yeah.
I mean, they got it right. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, they got it right. Extremely right.
But I will say that if you throw in the same dynamics, do we even count all those classic records, or do we just say, oh, those were good records because they were just putting them out in bulk like that?
Mm.
You know what I mean? But they did get that right, for sure. I'll give you that. They really got that right,
especially in how, what else did they, shit, you know, cell phones were around. They learned to appreciate a concert.
Yeah.
They really learned to appreciate. I'm thinking like musically and shit like that. They got that shit right. Like just the soul and music. Like back then when I was a kid, I used to just hate all the music my mom used to play and shit like that. But now I'm growing up and I'm listening to KBLX and they're playing my music now that I grew up listening to. And I was telling my mother, yeah, they're playing the music you grew up with. Now they're playing the music that I grew up with. Ain't that a bitch?
Food.
Well, they got that right.
They got food right. Mm. Oh my gosh, they got food right.
Yes, they did.
We're losing so many recipes out here.
They really got that right. That's why you love Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oof,
Lord.
What else did they get right?
Discipline. Get a switch! Discipline their kids.
They got crime right.
Crime?
Yeah.
How so?
You legitimately had to go snitch on yourself. To go get caught.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zodiac Killer? Shit. No one caught him till... Well, he didn't even get caught.
Like, yeah. You legit had to go, like, be in a crowd somewhere and be like, yeah, it's me.
It's me.
Versus nowadays, it's like, y'all want to get a hold of these PPP loans? Y'all want to do this? I'll run the bag up.
Don't even think about kidnapping a child. Them Amber Alerts go off, you might as well give that child right back.
I wasn't talking about that side of the crime.
Oh, that side.
I was talking about the actual crime doers. They got it right back then.
Oh, them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, back then. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, them kids disappeared. They gone.
Yeah. Who is it? I'm not trying to make light of this, but one of the things that they always say is Ted Bundy would have had a field day if social media was around back then.
He would have.
If he was around today, the amount of people that just go willy-nilly, I just talked to this person on Twitter for 7 hours, and now we're going to have a meetup for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Bundy would have put up Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
My God, he would have. He would have taught you, man. He would have had a verified account.
Yeah.
He would have been on the run with a verified account. Oh, God. That's fucking crazy.
All right. Now, what did they get wrong?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They're racist.
They're racist as fuck. Yeah.
They're racism.
Still. Racism is strong. You saw that
video. No, I mean, it's strong today, but that's what I'm saying.
They got it wrong back then.
Yeah, I mean, it's cleaner racism, if you want to call it that, but, you know.
They're more bold now. See, you saw that video of that one black cop that shot that racist-ass white girl?
No.
Oh, yeah, she kept coming to him with a knife, and she kept calling him a nigger and shit like that. Boy. And then he kept telling her, put the knife down, or I will shoot you, I will kill you. He's like, come, nigger! And she just ran over there with the knife. Look, oh, I'm coming, shot her ass. And then while she was on the ground, she said, you nappy-headed nigger.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to your chef?
That is powerful niggardry.
Racism.
Powerful racism. That wasn't even niggardry. That was powerful racism.
That's how powerful racism is.
Yeah.
Even when you're dying, bleeding out, you still gonna call them a nigger.
Hell's gotta be what you hate the most or you fear the most on Earth. That's what you're... I don't believe hell is a one-size-fit-all for everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's what you hate or fear the most on Earth.
Uh-huh.
That's what hell is for you.
I found this on the web.
No, you don't gotta worry about that. So in her instance, when she gets there, she...
Gonna see a whole bunch of black folks?
Not just that.
Nappy-headed Negroes?
running the economy.
Oh, so that's gonna be heaven for us.
No. I think heaven's what you want to make it, but yeah. I think heaven isn't... If you reverse it,
yeah,
somebody else is getting oppressed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So for hell, it's her walking around being like, wait, so this is, you know, I believe that's what that is.
Yeah, their greatest fears come to fruition, manifest in the afterlife.
Yeah, what else did they get wrong? Seatbelts.
How did they get seatbelts wrong?
They used to put the seatbelts on the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What happens if you lose your door? You lose your whole torso. And then true. Let's not forget, they didn't have seatbelts at Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they wanted to tough it out, man.
Right.
And then when they installed seatbelts, people didn't want to wear them.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Wear your mask. No.
Yeah. Smoking in restaurants. In public spaces anywhere in general.
Ugh, yeah.
But can you imagine going to a restaurant and everybody smoking?
That's why when I went to Vegas and I saw everyone smoking up in there with cigarettes, I was like, oh, y'all move a little different over here.
Right.
That's why I was glad I had my mask on. Shit.
Right.
But, oh, man. Yeah, they got stuff right. They got stuff wrong, man. But now we got to set the precedent because, man, we're going up. This fucking world we're in right now. It's a crazy world, man.
Yeah, but if you got access... you can go up there, try to get your loans forgiven.
Shout out Joe Biden.
I know, I filled that joint out real quick.
Same here.
I've been saying for years, Boosie needs his own.
Oh, that's what I forgot to say about last.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, his drink champs got shoved all the way to the wayside. He had a great drink champs episode.
No, now that the Kanye shit is gone, that's the first thing you go up there when you see it, is Boosie shit.
Yeah, he had a great...
No.
He said it best. That was one thing that our elders got right. Mm-hmm. No social media.
Yeah. You know, because... No, what Boosie said when he was reading what Kanye said to him, he's like, oh, that's a racist white boy right there.
Yep.
That's a racist white boy. The way he said it. He's like, why don't you peel... He's like, man, make your skin white, nigga.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Make your skin white, nigga. Boosie just gets funnier, dog. He gets funnier. He don't even drop records. He just be saying wild shit.
Right.
Has he ever dropped a record lately? Nah.
I don't think
he needs to.
He's been dropping interviews.
Man, remember that time period everyone say, free Boosie, free Boosie. And he freed and then no one bought his album? Yeah, good times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The game canceled his 30-minute set and offered no reason.
Huh?
I don't know why he did that.
I didn't know this.
2K.
Because
of course, last time he canceled a $7 million tour, so he could
play Madden. No, he's probably playing Madden. That's what he was playing.
No, he was playing 2K.
He said it.
Yeah, remember in the interview with Homeboy, he was my player.
Oh yeah, no, I'm like, talking about the concert.
Yeah, he was playing 2K, getting everything ready.
Wow,
30-minute set. You know why he canceled? That man is still hurt. He is hurt.
He is hurt. I wonder if he sent Eminem a fucking birthday card. He is hurt, though. Like, you know, first you're going to say Dre didn't produce nothing on your album, and then you're going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's just nuts.
That is nuts, man. Anything else?
I'm trying to make sure I cover everything that occurred. Oh, you didn't even talk about Christian McCaffrey's apparently.
Panthers, Panthers are putting him on the trading block.
Yeah.
And the three teams that are that have interest are my Niners, the Bills, and one other team. I think those are only two teams.
No, the Rams.
The Rams. They're trying to get rid of Cam Akers.
Yeah.
So I can understand that one. But yeah, it's the Rams, Bills, and Niners.
There was one more too. I forgot who that other team was, but there was four. Anyways, if he ends up on the Bills, just go ahead and...
If he stays healthy?
Forget it. Forget it. Man.
No, it says... Oh, yeah. The Niners, Rams, and Bills. Those are only three.
No, there was four. There was four. There was a fourth team.
Denver, the Broncos.
There you go.
Broncos. Wrong thing about the Broncos. Niners. I'm just saying, because he's injury prone like a motherfucker.
He's injury prone because of how they use him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If he goes to the Bills, it's the perfect landing spot for him.
Because
he only has to play 75% at the game.
The only other person who runs on that team is Josh Allen.
No.
Well,
they got Singletary. They got Moss. And they got, who's the other one? I keep forgetting that one. They have, Singletary is their lead back, but they got a committee.
Yeah.
They do be running it. Yeah. But if you add Christian McCaffrey to that, that's two white boys that's rushing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephon Diggs is going to be wide open.
Yeah.
And if you can't get Stephon Diggs, there's Gabriel Davis. And if you can't get Gabriel Davis, there's Isaiah McKenzie. The point is, it never ends. There's a weapon to find.
Everywhere. Now, as we have
enough. They got another wide receiver named Shakur.
Don't play Hail Mary.
Well, in case you don't want to hear it, they got Docs, the tight end.
Docs.
Yeah, his I think they said he had a special game because it's coming off of his brother passing or something.
Oh,
like
wow.
That. They just got weapons everywhere.
Bills, that's what I'm saying. The Bills are scary, man. On paper, part of me really hopes they make it to Arizona. Part of me hopes they win it. They end that drought.
I just want to see it because of Bills Mafia.
Yeah, it'll become a Hell in a Cell shit. Niggas be dropping all steel cages into flaming tables and shit.
I legitimately want to see because of Bill's Mafia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah, man. Fuck it. I was listening to Machiavelli all weekend, yeah.
And I've been waiting, baby.
God, when we got some, leave the wild and little ways of the man.
What if Bill Mafia, what if they walk out to this and they make it to the Super Bowl and they walk out to this?
Hey, Pop was kind of from Jersey, too. Hail Mary. One crick.
They're not in Jersey.
Not Jersey. New York. New York. I was thinking New York.
Imagine OJ.
I'm the killer, but don't push me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't listen to a lot of music this week. Only music I was really listening to was a lot of Tupac.
I listened to 1975.
That was
great album.
Well, okay.
Great album. Let me pull up the title of that.
I think you sent it to me, but I didn't get around to listening to it.
Yeah, if you're not familiar who the 1975 is, they're the... You would be familiar if you remembered... I Ain't Playing on Travis... That was Travis Scott and Big Sean.
Being Funny in a Foreign Language. That's what it's
Being
called.
Funny in a Foreign Language. This was a great album. Mm-hmm. All the way through, top to bottom.
Okay.
I think I put Happiness on the last playlist.
I remember you did, yeah.
But, oh my goodness. Oh, Caroline... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to run that one back real quick.
Huh.
Yeah. 1975, that's a good project. If you want to expand your ear past what you're used to in hip-hop and R&B.
Okay.
I know Lil Baby dropped, and I know we've been praising Lil Baby. Again, I was just in a weekend where I just needed to rest. I didn't need to do much.
Yeah.
I didn't even listen to 1975 till before we recorded today.
Lil Baby, I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews on that album.
I didn't go into it like I'm gonna skip it because of I just thought it was funny they showed the clip of him in the studio.
Listen to Hey.
Hey.
I think that's the reason why I didn't want to listen. I was just like,
I did not listen because of that. I needed this weekend to just fully rest.
Yeah, I was in a Tupac mood because I started listening to Thug Life. Like I haven't listened to Thug Life Volume 1 in like the longest time.
Uh-huh.
That was a great album, man. And I was doing, like research on this shit. And, yeah, apparently Hella Tracks didn't make the final cut because they thought they went too far for that era. And I was like, really? Huh. And a lot of them were on Are You Still Down and shit. Like, I was I was really binging through it. I was listening to Thug Life, and listened to Me Against the World, and then fucking Machiavelli.
Hmm.
Yeah.
One day you'll get in that Freddie Gibbs.
I will. Yeah, well, we bald headed. Both of them bald headed. Yeah, like, because I get Freddie Gibbs a break. Right now, like, my top two on fucking titles, Freddie Gibbs and Tupac.
Wow.
The bald twins. Oh, speaking of Freddie Gibbs, that story with when Michael Jackson showed up at KFC, mm-hmm. they showed the actual footage of him literally doing
I've
it.
I've seen that.
And Freddie Gibbs, I put up Freddie Gibbs, like, y'all thought Freddie Gibbs was lying.
Yeah.
And Freddie Gibbs, like, y'all thought I was lying. He really gave out fried chicken to everybody.
Freddie Gibbs is another one of them rappers, I believe. Mm-hmm. Everything he say, there's no reason to lie.
Yeah, bro. Other than that, music has been very blah. Taylor Swift is saying, what's it called? Taylor Swift is teasing her album. Oh, yeah. Here's some inside news for you, Aubrey Angels, from what I've been hearing in the E Streets. Drake might be dropping an album on the 28th. Hey.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know what button to press.
I don't know.
Oh my God! Okay, yeah. It's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure? Everybody, stay calm.
That's the rumor.
What's the procedure? Stay calm.
From what, I told you. If I mean, it happens,
you said it.
If it happens, he's gonna start dropping every quarter.
And it's not gonna be no fucking. It's gonna be scary. It's not gonna be no
South
single
Sun Samba.
Pack, huh?
Salsa and Samba dancing.
And it's not gonna be no single pack like Scary. It's gonna be an actual project.
What if he makes Scary Hours 3 a project?
That's what I said. Yeah, that's probably what it's going to be.
No, that's what I'm saying. But what if, because Scary Hours is the EP, what if he turns it like how they used to do the mixtapes? Mm. I'm going to take the mixtape and make it an album. What if he does the EP and makes it an album?
That's probably what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I was thinking, that's probably what he's going to do. It's going to be all rapping, all the music that y'all wanted from him.
You said October 28th, so
that's the rumor.
Rumors next week.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Scary Hours, Halloween.
Yeah, that's just the rumor. Yeah. So. But yeah, because people were saying, somebody told me on Twitter, I don't know you. It's the only thing I heard about you is when you hate Drake. Like, I haven't mentioned Drake in fucking weeks. Well, I gave y'all some exclusive shit, I guess. Even though it's not that exclusive.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that covers everything.
That covers everything. And yeah, this is episode 277.
Yes, sir.
Episode 277 of the most consistent podcast in the year. Every year.
Give me a hell yeah.
That's what sense. This is your boy Buzzbee. You can follow me at Mr. Buzzbee for lowercase 08.
You missed it.
What?
You got a shout out.
Oh yeah, shout out Mr. Fab. Hit us on Twitter. You can shout out me, Mr. Buzzbee, at Mr. Buzzbee for lowercase 08. You can follow us on Twitter at TheologicalSP. You can always follow us on Instagram at TheologicalSense. And of course, on that Facebook, Metaverse.
And on all social media, you can find me at JC No
Honey.
I know I usually talk about what I be talking about on the interwebs and all that. But in light of what's been going on in the world, always remember to talk to your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that people are going through things. Even yourself could be going through some things. Just talk and love on your loved ones.
Literally.
Especially as we get close to this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my...
Damn, where
that's my inspiration or my wish for the week for y'all out there. Just... talk with your loved ones. It don't matter if your parents, your grandparents, uncles, aunts, even if it's your younger relatives and family members. You got kids, nieces, nephews, whoever. Just love on somebody that you know has your back no matter what.
Seriously. Yeah, we really are getting close to the holidays. God mm-hmm. damn, time is flying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on that note, we out.
Peace.